Ford Pass SmartLink is allows you upgrading your connectivity in your, it says here, your older model Ford. So, you know, there's, you always want to get a new one because of all the different things that you see in all the commercials of people, what they can do. But now there's an opportunity kind of sort of, I guess, retrofit in a sense. We'll find out. We've got with us Dennis Carnevale, who is with the Ford Customer Service Division, Connectivity Marketing and Operations Manager. So, Dennis, what first of all, what is the Ford Pass SmartLink? What is that?
So Ford Pass SmartLink is a plug-in device. It plugs into the onboard diagnostic or OBD port. It's about the device itself is about the size of a deck of cards. And by plugging it into this port, it opens up a whole world of connected vehicle features that these older vehicles had never had before.
Now, is this something that they anticipated, so it was, you know, so that there could be some sort of an upgrade, or was this something where someone said, hey, you know, we need to bring some of those other Ford drivers, you know, up to the fun that we're having now? How did that all come about?
Yeah, this was something that came out of customer demand, basically, because as we connect vehicles, so, you know, many of our new vehicles and in the future, all of our vehicles will have embedded modems or, you know, modems embedded right into them to allow remote features, to allow health monitoring and all the other stuff that comes with a connected vehicle. And then a customer said, hey, I want that, but I'm not really willing to give up or sell my, you know, get out of my old car. I have a Ford that I love and I want to keep it. And so this was kind of the answer to that request, where we can kind of go back in time and do an IQ boost for this vehicle that they're not ready to get rid of yet.
It says older model Fords. In the car business, what does that mean?
So it's 2010 to 2017 model year vehicles. So any of the Ford vehicles, there's some restrictions, like we cannot put it on a hybrid or a battery vehicle, but, you know, because of power issues. But we can put them on any other vehicle. And so pretty much across the line and pretty much across 2010 to 2017 years.
Dennis, you mentioned vehicle health. What goes into that?
So one of the things that customers have told us is that they really don't know what's going on when a check engine light comes on. You know, it just says, you know, it needs attention, but you don't know what. Well, because this thing is plugged into the diagnostic port, it can actually pull the code that you would normally get from your dealership. And we go one step further and we translate that code into plain English. And so the customer can see what the problem is, what they need to do about it. And then we do even one more thing, where right in the Ford Pass app, inside of the control of this this device, there's a button that says schedule appointment. So you can schedule an appointment with your dealership. So it takes out, you know, it gives a ton of transparency to our customers, and it helps build a relationship between the customer and the dealership.
What are some of the fun results of this? What are some of the things we have to do? It has to do with our phone or Wi-Fi or something?
Yeah. So one of the awesome features is a remote key fob feature. So not every vehicle was available or was built with remote start. But if you have it on your key fob, you know, so what you look at your key fob, you know, if you've got remote start, if you have lock and unlock, you can now move those functions over to your smartphone. So you download the Ford Pass app. And the Ford Pass app is the same app that you use for an embedded modem vehicle. So you can start and stop your car. You know, in the it gets pretty cold in Ohio in the winter, so you can precondition your vehicle. And you know, those people in warmer climates can cool it if they want to. So moving that to the smartphone, so if you work in an office building and you don't have line of sight to your car, you can start it from your phone. And then one of the other features that we think customers are going to love, at least the parents of teen drivers are going to love, is a geofencing feature. So this allows a parent to set a virtual perimeter around just about anything and keep track of where the vehicle is at any given moment. So you can receive a text or an email alert when you break that perimeter. So, you know, teen driver parents love that because they can keep an eye on the kids, and, you know, even just set a geofence around the school. So if the son or daughter are driving to school, they break the geofence when they get to school, and you know, messenger, your kid got to school okay.
We're talking this morning with Dennis Carnevale of Ford about this upgrade that's able for older model Fords with the new Ford Pass SmartLink. Two questions, I guess. How long does it take them to do it? And then what's it going to cost the car owner for this particular
installation
process?
Takes about 30 minutes on average, and it has to be installed by a dealership because of the remote key fob feature. So basically, they're pairing that device to your vehicle as a third key fob because of the lock and unlock functionality. And we're pricing it at $16.99 a month for 24 months. There's a two-year commitment. What you get with that is the device itself. You end up paying by, at the end of 2 years, you own it. And all of the telematics services, the wireless services that go back and forth between the vehicle and the Ford cloud. So that is what keeps your vehicle health being monitored. It's what allows the remote key fob features. And then we also give a free trial of a 4G Wi-Fi hotspot. So that's a 1 gig of data or 30 calendar days, whichever comes first. We're partnered exclusively with Verizon on this. So if you are a Verizon customer, it's very simple to add this to your shared data plan. And if you're not a Verizon customer, they have an interface where you could become a customer if you wanted to continue the use of the Wi-Fi hotspot.
Sounds great. Of course, I wonder what that meeting was like when the tech guys go, I got this upgrade, and the sales guys are going, wait a minute, we want people to buy a new car. What's going on here? But you obviously listened to your customers when they said, hey, we want to get some of that. And because the cars, with all this technology, you're a lot of times able to upgrade or adapt it. It's kind of neat the way things have gone with automobiles and what's underneath the hood. If people want to find out more about this FordPass SmartLink and the process, where's a good place to get some details on that?
We're in the process of signing up dealers to sell SmartLink right now. So I would say within the next couple of weeks, give your dealership a call. If they are not a SmartLink dealer at that point, they can reach out to us, we can reach out to them, and we can activate them very, very quickly.
Dennis Carnevale with the Ford Customer Service Division. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.